And now, James Gravel.
One of the more important themes in the Bible has to do with the sovereignty of God. As the patriarch Job said in Job 23, verse 13, God stands alone. Who can dissuade him? What he desires, that he does. Or as the prophet Eli told a young Samuel, he is the Lord. Let him do what seems good to him, 1 Samuel 3, 18. The theme of God's sovereignty runs through the New Testament as well. In Romans 9, verse 15, Paul reminded first century Christians of God's sovereignty when he wrote on God's behalf, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. 5 verses later in that chapter, Paul asked, Who are you to reply against God? Will the thing formed say to him that formed it, Why have you made me like this? Paul's point was that it is our duty to do what is right, not to worry about what God is doing or why he is doing it. God is in control. When we suffer and we want to scream out as Job did, Why, Lord, why? We need to recall Elihu's gentle chastisement of a man from us when he asked, Why do you contend with God? Whatever happens, God is still sovereign and has not lost control. In fact, young Elihu eventually recognized that suffering can, and often does, have a purpose. The truth is that God is more concerned about how we handle challenging situations than he is about mere physical comfort. Through our suffering, we can reflect God's glory. If we take whatever circumstances come our way and use them to show the effect of God's presence in our lives, then we and those around us will be better for it. Plus, as strange as it may sound, pain and suffering also can have benefits. It has been said that there is no greater education than one received by studying in the University of Hard Knocks. Many who have passed through the crucible of suffering and affliction readily acknowledge that they have found themselves infinitely better for the experience, bitter though it may have been.